think it's a good defense. You know, excited to learn it, and just ready to get here and move forward. You know, have to wait and see on. You know, I've been talking to the coaches, but, you know, once we get on the field, we'll know how it works. But right now, you know, we're just taking small steps.
So do you get, I mean, were you able to get any feel from, I assume you talked to Darren a fair amount, right?
I talked to him, you know, like I say, I wouldn't know how it works until I get out there on the field. But, you know, from just from him talking, you know, it sounded exciting, and, you know, I'm just ready to get out there and just do my thing.
Nick, going into a contract year, is that in your mind, even now?
You know, I'm not worried about that. You know, it's not up to me. It's up to the organization if they want to do it and my agent. So I'm going to leave it as that. Of course, you know, this is where I started, this is where I want to finish. But, you know, this is a business, so, you know, and hopefully things get worked out. But if not, I'm always be a Packer in my heart.
Have you ever missed an OTA?
Never missed OTA.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I understand it's important. I mean, you know, it's kind of this voluntary thing.
Right. I think so because, you know, you want to learn this defense, so we don't have no problems during the training camp and throughout the season, so we can go ahead and learn it now and be ready.
Have you asked other players that you don't play in this league? You guys usually know other people from other teams.
Right.
That sort of thing. It is supposed to be more complicated. What feedback have you gotten either from guys here that you know or maybe other players that you know?
Haven't talked to no guys around the league about the 3-4. You know, I've been observing and watching Pittsburgh, so, you know, you can't always watch another team. You just got to go out there and do it yourself.
So you didn't try and grab any of the guys from Pittsburgh while you were in Hawaii and pick their brains at all?
No.
Or were you too busy?
No, I was just enjoying myself, my family, you know, and, you know, enjoying the time over there in Hawaii. Right.
Papers are saying it's like just learning a foreign language. do you kind of see it that way? Do you know any of the terms yet, or is that all?
No, football is football. You know, you're gonna get different terminology, but at the end of the day, you're still gonna go out there and run your basic stuff, cover one, cover two. You know, so you just gotta get the terminology now.
As much, do you get the feeling that a lot will change for you? I mean, you know, we talk so much about how it's gonna affect Aaron Campbell, for example.
Right. Not at all. Not at all. You know, like I say, it's football. You know what I'm saying? If you can't play football on this level, you don't need to be in the league. You know, so you just got to go out there and get the terminology down and just go from there.
Coming off a tremendous season that you had.
Right.
What are your goals? I mean, how do you get better?
You know, I just want to keep improving. You know, my goal is just keep moving up, you know, and try to do the same thing I did last year. But in a different way, you know, try to get sacks, try to force fumbles, you know, try to be a complete player.
When you looked at last season, you started like gangbusters. Did you feel like you would have liked to have finished stronger, or did you feel pretty good about
17? I felt good about my season, you know. It's some plays that you don't forget about where you had the opportunity to make a play. And but, you know, at the end of the day, you look back and you did a nice job. You know, you did what you had to do to help this team win.
Is this team, and more specifically this defense, have all the parts that it needs right now?
I would think so. You know, you probably need a little more help. But, you know, at the end of the day, all the guys are hard workers, and we're just going to try to make ends meet and go from there. Because the team that we have, you know, we know we're better than that. You know, If you look on last season, you know, we lost a lot of close games. So this year we're going to try to finish all our games. And that's all I'm going to say about last season. Of course. You know, we put it together and finish games. You know, we can be one of the top teams in the league.
What do you think has happened for the defense to make that next step where could we stop the teams late games rather than, you know,
getting
scored on?
Just dig deep, you know, and just go out there, you know, everybody be on the same page, and it's nothing. Nothing can hurt us. You know, we can bend, but don't break, you know, and just go out there and just finish.
Coach McCarthy has said that the strength and conditioning standards
right.
are up to his level. Are you kind of bracing yourself then for a brutal couple of weeks of hard work, or what kind of feeling things
out to you with the new expectations? You know, I'm a hard worker. You know, I kill myself before somebody else do. So, you know, we just gonna go in there and just do what we have to do to get better.
Have you talked to Dave Rudding and his strength
coach? Yesterday was the first time. You know, we spoke, and he's a nice guy.
Kind of a different guy.
Yeah, he's an entertainer. You know, a comedian. So you know, every guy gonna like him. So you just gotta go in there and just do your thing. You know, I'm gonna be here, and I'm gonna do what I have to do to, you know, help this team.
Is there any apprehension on your part? I think this is the first time you've had a coaching change, right, with your position coaches, or did you? It was probably tough to
No, this actually this is my second. I had a different had Joe Baker. Then Kurt, then now.